Oh yes, people, it's that time. Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 4, Episode 5 of Sticky Pickles. Sue me, and do not disturb.
See, I'm now curious to see if our stories are going to be similar or not.
Oh gosh, I hope not. I hope we managed to diverge this week, so our listeners aren't going to go, you two are
Maybe we're just going to meld into one person.
Our husbands are going to be very confused. Oh my god. Well, speaking of confused husbands, Kroll, what's your sticky pickle?
So, Jerome and Susie, they are two very beautiful. You know that kind of beautiful? There's that annoying beautiful, like if they, that kind of person walks in the room, you kind of stare at them a lot because they're just so pretty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They both have that.
So they're a power couple.
They're a power couple because they're also doing, they're MBA students. So they're like the complete package of smart and beautiful. And they're nice, you know? Yeah, just the, you know, that couple.
They're going to make oodles of money. They're going to be executives.
That's the plan. That is the plan, right? They want to kind of get in, work hard, get out, right? And live the good life. And they've been dating for about 6 months. So it's still fairly new. It's new. Now, Susie is originally from Mexico. She moved up to do her MBA, right? And she hasn't been back since Jerome was hooked up. So basically, Jerome hasn't met any of Susie's family, right, or close friends. And today is kind of an exciting day because it's the first day that Susie's going to meet one of Jerome's family members, his grandpa.
You're like, his grandpa. Okay, okay.
So there's three things you need to know about Gramps.
Is he terribly racist? That's usually the number one thing that people want to know.
No! Grandpa has recently been brought to hospice, okay, due to failing health.
Oh, okay, okay.
So he's in hospice right now, and he is near, this is why Jerome started visiting him, because the hospice is much closer to Jerome, where he's studying.
Yeah.
Gramps, number two, Gramps is filthy rich. Okay, there's no two ways about it.
Okay.
Jerome wants a piece of the pie, okay? Like, he can't lie. Okay, Jerome can't lie. He wants some pie.
Okay.
He likes his grandpa. Yeah, his grandpa, but, you know.
He likes his pawpaw and his pie. Okay.
I mean, the guy has a six-figure student debt. Of course he's thinking money. Like, six-figure student debt. And, you know, the money that he knows, even if he got a small piece, could even, like, get rid of that, evaporate that, and also even maybe get him a small house mortgage-free.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. Money,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Money, money, money. Yeah.
Third thing, grandpa is mute. Okay, uses ASL to sign.
Interesting.
Jerome hasn't spent, obviously, a lot of his time with his grandpa during his early university years, you know, was hanging out with his buddies instead.
Yeah, so, as one does, yeah.
Yeah, and just basically rudimentarily signs, like the very basics.
Okay.
And Sue can't believe, like, you know, this is what, you know, Jerome's telling Sue all this, and Sue can't believe her luck. She's like, my cousin's deaf. She grew up with us. I sign ASL. I understand. He's like, oh my God, you're perfect. This is the most perfect thing ever. And Jerome is not wrong, because when they walk in, this tiny, frail-looking man's eyes light up. And she smiles her stupidly gorgeous smile.
The megawatt smile.
Megawatt smile, greets him in sign, right? And tells him her name. And he immediately signs back to her going, oh my God, you are hotter than the hookers I used to visit on the sly. In sign language. And before Sue could respond, Jerome jumps up and says, Grandpa, Grandpa, you hot? Let me open the window. And Grandpa smiles, thanks, and gives him a thumbs up.
Oh, because he only picked up the hot. Okay.
Grandpa says in sign, come sit near my penis. It's lonely. Oh, and by the way, do anything to bust our relationship, girly, and he won't see a penny of my money. And Jerome misunderstands again and says, I knew he would like you. He wants you to sit closer because he can't see you, right? And Grandpa nods and thumbs up to Jerome.
Oh, this is
and he looks at Sue and he says, sue me, and then laughs, right?
So if Jerome doesn't really sign much...
No.
He only apparently knows a few words. How has he been communicating with Graham until now? Like, is there somebody, like a
there's a whiteboard. There's a whiteboard.
Okay.
But he's not using it at the moment because doesn't need to. Sue's there.
Okay, so if he's in hospice, does he have staff that are working with him that maybe also sign?
Well, he's in a very fancy hospice because he's very, very rich.
And that means, like, it's his own house with staff there probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to poke holes in your story.
Yeah, yeah, go, go, go.
Like, surely somebody else knows what's going on, because this is terrible if only Susan.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of the pretty nurses know what's going on.
Oh, no. Okay.
Right? I mean, okay. That would be my impression.
Sexual harassment. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So you're advising Sue here, right? So there's options, okay? So the options are, she's not afraid of this guy.
Okay.
Right? It's a tiny, frail old man.
How old is she again? She's university age?
She's like, yeah, she's like 25, 26, doing her MBA.
Okay, so I have to put myself in the mindset of, I'm getting really serious because I'm just like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a comedy show. That's what we need.
We definitely should be... Yep, I can know. I'm always here to deliver on that for getting real serious.
Yeah, but you have the best laugh ever, so it doesn't matter.
Okay,
go for
I can
it.
Cancel it out. It's great. I'm trying to remember, when I was that age, I wasn't, like, necessarily a go-along-to-get-along person all the time, but especially with, like, people much, much older than me. And I definitely, I don't know about you, but I definitely encountered a lot of dirty old men.
Yep.
There's an element of, like, you're going, ew, 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 ew. But you're also going, well, these guys are harmless. Like, they're talking a big game, but, like, these guys can barely move a finger. You know, like, they're, you know, they're gross.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're just like, eh, you just kind of humor them, right? Yeah, and only dating 6 months, this is like a family dynamic thing where I'd be like, I don't want to fuck something up here. Like, I, you know, you don't know if you're going to be with this person forever. You don't want to fuck over his life because you don't know what's going on there. So just like, you kind of want to go hands up. Like, I want to remove myself from the situation completely. I might just be like, sorry, diarrhea. I'm sorry, Gramps. I have torrential diarrhea at the moment. Just be gross and turn him off completely. That's the emergency escape hatch situation. Jesus, what would I do? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she's thinking, and at this stage, she's thinking, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah, is he hazing me? Like, is this for real? Is he going to be like, oh, just kidding. I just do this to all the girls when I meet him. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like Gramps is really doing that, right? Because he's negating her experience that he's telling her to his... grandson.
Is he a pickup artist? He's negging on this young woman.
He's just, maybe he's having a last hurrah, trying. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have much to lose now, right?
Yeah, the myth that people get dignity as they're dying is very much a myth.
Yeah, it is very much a myth. I think, yeah, your true character does come out.
Yep.
It's a bit like alcohol old age. If you're a dick, good luck having that in the old years.
Yep.
So she decides to say nothing during this visit. It carries on. You know, he says things like, you know, in sign to her, you should wear tighter clothing. Why hide those beautiful curves? Though a boob job wouldn't go amiss.
So, okay, is she smiling and signing through all this, or has her face fallen? Like, has she visually let on anything that Jerome might pick up on, like something's wrong?
Jerome does not. He is just enthralled that he's basically watching Grandpa talking to her and just thinking this is amazing. And she's now sitting on the bed with Gramps listening to all this crap coming out of his mouth. And Jerome is kind of just cleaning up around the room and going, this is great. And he thinks when Grandpa says that, he's like, Grandpa's like, you know, Gramps is showing like the big boobs. Like he's saying you should get a boob job. And Gramps is like, oh, he loves you. Right? Like it's just a freaking miscommunication of the highest order.
He wants to give you a really long hug and we'll just keep squeezing you and not let you go. And you're going to be like, please let me go, sir. And he won't. And it's because he loves you. No.
So you're now, you find yourself, you survive this, staying stum. And you're back now in the car and going back to Jerome's. And Jerome is like waxing lyrical about the whole experience. Right? Yeah, like, love the guy. He's going to leave me such a slice of pie. Right? And
is Jerome like a genuinely good person or is he kind of shit?
She knows him 6 months.
Mm.
Maybe?
Mm. Oh, damn. You put traps everywhere in this story. Damn you, Kroll! I can't get out of this one. This pickle is too sticky.
Okay, here, I'm going to give you one more thing that she thought of, right? This is what she's mulling over in her head. So she thinks she can handle this. So it was really interesting that you said that, because she thinks, look, I can handle a dirty old skanko, right, that I have to visit whenever.
I'm sure she has plenty of experience dealing with people like that. Yes.
Right. And of course, when they leave, you know, Gramps is like, you must bring this one every single time. Right.
And she's like, see you in hell.
On the whiteboard, he writes that, like, to make sure the message is clear.
Yeah.
She has been dating this guy 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. So say this grandfather does happen to pass away and leave his grandson a fuck ton of money. She's not getting any of that.
Unless, yeah.
So she's thinking, how do I, if I'm going to do this, she basically decides one of the options here, and you have to find holes in this, is to come clean to Jerome, go, look, your fucking granddad's a pervert. He said this, this, and this to me. You want me to visit to help your legacy. I want X amount of cash per visit upon your inheritance. I mean, she's not stupid, right? She's an MBA.
Damn, negotiating. All right.
Do you think she should do that? Would that hinder the relationship? I mean, this guy's not going to be in their lives forever.
Oh, man. Okay, I respect that approach. It's extremely direct. I know people who would do that. I can't say I disagree with it, because we're talking, this is all very transactional. All of this leaves me, like, I feel like I need a shower right now, because I'm just like, this whole situation is so
gross. I bet after that diarrhea thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just like, no.
I'm so sorry, listeners.
No, like, all of this, like, every single part of this dynamic, every person involved, I feel gross. So, I mean, but it's real, but it's gross.
I'm not grossed out by her.
No. The situation that she's in, because Jerome's very transactional, Grandpa's very transactional, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, it makes sense that she'd be like, listen, if this is how it is, like, we're just pretending this is an actual human relationship, but it's really a business deal, if that's how it is, then I need in on it, and I need my cut.
So do you, okay, here are your options, okay? Your options are dump Jerome, because, like, whatever, because maybe you tell Jerome everything, give him the option to go, oh my God, I had no idea. But do you want him to go yell at his grandpa? Do you want him to stop visiting his grandpa?
See, this to me would be almost like a relationship test, but which I'm not a fan of doing usually. But in this case, for me, I would be like, you're in the car. You definitely tell him everything. But then you don't set your terms. I'd be like, I want to hear what Jerome says next. I want to know if he goes himself. Oh, my God, that's terrible. You know, if we want to keep doing this, I'm definitely going to make sure that, like, I, you know, every time we go there, I give you something to make it worth your while or whatever. I don't know how you would, I don't even know how on earth you would have this conversation. No,
I'll buy the pizza that night.
Or, like, if she's really into Birkin bags or something, for every visit, I'll buy you a Birkin bag. I don't know. This is so not my world that I'm just like, this is like speaking a foreign language.
I know, but if this situation ever happens, I want you to be prepared. That's why we listen to Sticky Pickles.
Slap dying grandpa immediately, go, how dare you, sir? And then storm off. Yeah, that's also very realistic.
There we go. Hey.
Oh my God. I'm sweating. What a sticky pickle that was. Jesus.
Thank you. Oh. Your turn. Do not disturb.
Do not disturb. Okay, so we have Priya. Priya is in her late 30s, almost 40, and somewhat like me. And maybe because the story.
She's very funny.
She's very funny. Everybody loves her. And also she's a model. And she has 20 boyfriends and that's a funny. Priya is in a situation I relate to, which is when you get to a certain age, some of your older friends start to drop away because of life situations. And you find yourself very lonely and in need of new adult friends. And to make it worse for Priya, she has recently moved to a new city for her job. So she is in a situation I think a lot of us adults, once we hit a certain age, just are like, okay, I need new adult friends.
Yeah. It's like you either you get married first, no one else is married, or you have a kid first, no one else has a kid, or they have kids and you don't have kids. Like, yeah, all that.
Yeah, yeah, just going in totally different directions. And in Priya's case, she's single. All of her friends did the married with kids thing, so she got dropped pretty fast, unfortunately. And then she moved to a new city, and she's like, I don't play sports, so I can't join, like, sporting clubs. She's not really into that. A lot of her hobbies are pretty solitary. Like, I like to read.
Knit? Does she knit? Know,
yeah, but knitting, you could do a stitch and bitch, but she
oh,
she,
yeah.
Yeah, but I she's like, I like to water my house plants. You know.
I just dropped my headphones off my head. She likes to water her house plants.
She likes to give them a little mist and a little wiggle.
Is that like you, Maria?
No. Yeah. Priya, she's solitary, but she knows she needs friends. And she, you know, she's trying to make them through work. You know, that's not going super well. Like, she also is trying to be mindful of keeping, like, the work personal life barrier thing going. So she decides to try one of those dating apps that has, like, a friend version. Do you know about these?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. So she's trying in the States, there's Bumble BFF. For our listeners who don't know, it's not unlike a dating thing where you make a profile, you indicate your interests and also like what you are interested in, like people who would be compatible with you.
Yeah. Like I love skiing, you know, yeah, and like, burgers.
I'm into video games. So please find me other nerds who like video games. Or I really like going out to have drinks at a really good wine bar. So like I want wine bar buddies, stuff like that. Like that. So she picks off the interests that sound relevant to her. So it's like, I like to read. So book clubs, sure, check. I like plants. So she picked plants. And she had to like look up on their website, do you mean plants or marijuana? Just to be clear, because it was like, sometimes plants is a euphemism for the other. And she's like, I'm not that much into weed.
I'm not into trees.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, it's not my whole personality. I don't want to meet like somebody who's all about like weed all the time. That's kind of annoying. So, okay, she's like, she checks off the interests that are relevant to her. Not much comes up at first. She's like, oh, man, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go figure. It's, you know, I'm not the easiest person to make friends with. No wonder I'm so lonely. So she keeps trying, She checks in every week or two.
Hold on, I'm just wiping my tears away in the comedy show. Is poor Priya?
Poor Priya. So she gives it about a month, and then finally, there's a match. Yay!
What, seriously? That long?
It took like
she
a month.
She waited a month for a match?
A
like,
match.
This is someone she likes, they like, da da da
da. Yeah, they both swiped in the correct direction. I never know which direction. Anyway. And this person comes up, and her name is Celeste. And Celeste is a fellow book reader, a total introvert. She just mentions like some TV shows that she likes to watch that Priya has also enjoyed. You know, true crime podcasts, yes. all the boxes seem to be checked. She seems like a total kindred spirit. And Priya noticed on Celeste's profile that Celeste is very vulnerable. She's like, yeah, you know, I've been living here for a good while and friends seem to come and go. And I really would love to make a friend that I could just be in touch with and feel like I really have somebody in my corner. So that's what I'm looking for, is like a really, really good friend. Priya is appreciating and admiring how vulnerable Celeste is. And Priya's like, I wasn't like that. I didn't put any of that shit on my profile. But she sees it on Celeste's profile and she's like, you know what? I think that's what's needed to make a good friend, is to put that kind of vulnerability out there. So you know what? I think, Celeste, I'm going to message you and we should figure out a time to meet up for coffee, because like I think this could really work out.
Whoa. Okay.
So Priya messages Celeste. Celeste responds. All goes well. They set a time. They meet up at a coffee shop. Dati-dati-dati.
And it's Priya going, Celeste, you're kind of cute. And Celeste going, hey, Priya, you're kind of cute.
No, there's no sex in my story. Sorry. that's if it was your sticky pickle. No, this is purely platonic story, I promise.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So Priya and Celeste meet and they're having a really nice chat. And Priya's like, yeah, Celeste reminds me of some of my old friends. Like, you just have that sense with the person that you're going to jive with them.
Totally. It's amazing. It makes no reason, right? No rhyme or reason to it. You just sometimes you just click. It's
you
like
just
fire.
Click. Yeah. And you're just like, your personality type and my personality types are different, but they mesh well.
Yeah, we gel.
Yeah, we do gel. So like they had a very easy conversation. They have a lot of things in common. Celeste has been in the city for a long time, so she knows a whole bunch of local stuff. She's like, yeah, I'll tell you. Like, there's this really good place. We should check it out sometime. And, you know, I'd be happy to have you meet the few people that I know. And, you know, like we can hang out. Like we can just find stuff to do, because I'm always up for doing planning stuff. And Priya's like, yeah, that's great.
Okay, so dream meeting. They're like, they get on, they gel, and Celeste is going to share her life with Priya, like her like cool hotspot.
Yeah, and Priya's psyched because Priya's like, you know, I'm always up for everything. Yeah, so they're like, great, let's exchange phone numbers so like that we can just text each other. You know, it'll be easy. And Priya's like, that'd be great.
Right. So they've shared phone numbers. They've taken off.
They're new buddies. They're
like new buddies.
Budding buddies. Yeah, that's budding right. And so buddies. Everything is well. And the next morning, you know, they go home to each other's place. Not like that. They go on to their own places, you know, happy that they maybe have made a new friend. Yeah. Priya's like, dear diary, I made a new friend. she wakes up the next morning.
Okay, yeah, and that she missed her plants and does a few stitches on her knitting.
As she gives him a little base wiggle. Hey, plants, just stimulating your natural environment. She totally forgot her phone over in her kitchen, so she's like wandering over to see it, and she's like, wow, 15 new text messages. Usually she wakes up and there's none. So 15. And she's going through, and it's like, yeah, well, they're all from Celeste. And it's her Wordle score. Hey, I just got keys for my new car. Picture of the car keys, picture of the car. I was thinking maybe we could try this restaurant this weekend. Link to menu, link to website, pictures that she has taken previously, and then an article from a newspaper reviewing it. Like, it's so much. It's so much.
It's so, like, for Priya, it's so much.
It's like fire hydrant.
Yeah.
And Priya's like, oh, shit, what have I done?
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, well, this is a new thing, so maybe this will just sort of die down. So I'll just let this, like, the sheen come off the new relationship, and I'm sure she'll chill. Because she's just, I'm sure Celeste is really excited to have met me, and she's just trying to show that she's engaged, right? You know, give her benefit of the doubt.
So she responds, right?
Yeah, she responds, like, not to every single line item. Like, that sounds great, but like, minimal response.
Thumbs up. Lol.
Or, like, the tap back on the iPhone, or just, like, a heart thing.
Yeah. She's not going to fire hydrant back.
No, she's not. Between Priya and Celeste, this texting dynamic goes on well over a week. And Priya is, like, every day she's getting 20, 40... 60 like texts from Celeste about literally anything and everything that pops into Celeste's mind. So it's like a running diary. It's like Celeste's diary in real time, but she's sending it to Priya.
Yeah, I wonder what people can put up with. Like, I'm with Priya on this though. Like, I've seen some like chat groups I've had where, like, you know, you kind of go in on a Monday morning and it's like somehow last night there was a humongous chat that you were silenced to. Like, you don't, whatever, you weren't looking at your phone. And there's like 140 messages and you're like, like, are you supposed to go through the whole thread?
I mean, I'll quickly glance at it, but I think the thing that bothers Priya is, like, if it was of substance, it would be something she would read, but if it's all like memes and shit.
If I made a cake and I took a picture of it and said, look, Maria, I made this for blah, blah, would that be?
I need you to airmail me a slice right now.
No, would that be an empty text, or it would be a valuable text if it's just a picture of it?
With no text at all?
I'm just thinking, like, there's things that you can send to people. Like, I might send you artwork, right? But if I did it 40 times a day, you'd be like, shut up. You'd stop responding.
Well, if you sent me one photo and or a text message being like, this is a thing I did, that seems like it's soliciting a response from me. But if you're just like spewing words in my direction, then I'm just like, you need a podcast, frankly. So Priya is like, I don't want to be rude. I don't know how to tell her, like, she's trying to do what she can with the tap backs and an occasional response, but this is just too much for her. And not only that, but, like, it's coming at all hours of the day when she's at work, when she's trying to relax, when she's trying to, like, chill with her plants, you know. So she puts the text messages from Celeste on Do Not Disturb, which basically means she will not get notified about them until she goes and checks them. And have you ever done putting a text chain on Do Not Disturb?
My whole phone's on Do Not Disturb all the time. So I'm not the person to ask. Like, I really, really, I think it's a mental control thing from my, I don't want my phone to control me. So I kind of go into my phone when I feel like reading, let me see what's going on Twitter, or let me, like, I don't want it notifying me that there's something new. I want to go in and discover it when I choose to.
You and I are very similar. Yes, I'm exactly the same way. I don't know if that's because of our career, our techie worldliness. Because I literally all of my phone notifications are off, like all of them, except for my mother and my husband and my daycare. Like, that's it. But I know that you and I are not typical, I'm pretty sure, especially for...
And we're older than maybe these kids are, right?
Priya's around my age. I mean, I'm thinking of like the way that many of my friends use their phones and stuff. Like some of them, like every single notification is a bleep, 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 bleep. So, you know, it's anytime the phone goes off, the phone goes up to the face and, you know, it's just like.
Yeah, it's so fun hanging out with people like that, isn't it?
I mean, but that's like almost everybody now. It really is. Like, I keep my phone in the purse or whatever. It doesn't come out when I'm at the restaurant, back when I went to restaurants.
I know. Fucking COVID. No. Okay, but listen, Priya is looking for friends.
She's looking for friends, and
she gelled...
With Celeste.
And Celeste happens to be more noisy than she wants her to be.
This is true.
Like, she can shut that down, but, like, it's kind of like a fool's... You know, it's a short-term goal.
But I don't know about you, but I find that... Now, again, I don't have anybody that texts me really urgently, because I think people know if you need someone urgently, you call, at least... in our cohort usually, but it's very easy to forget to check your text messages if you leave something on Do Not Disturb. It's like very, very easy to forget. So this is what happens to Priya. Days go by. She forgets to check what Celeste has sent. Days and days. And Celeste this whole time is sending her the normal noise, the Wordle scores, whatever, but also like questions like, hey, do you want to do blank? Do you want to do this or that? And basically, from Celeste's point of view, she's getting ghosted by Priya.
I think that Priya is a bit weird. If she has been lonely and wants to gel and connect, waited for 6 months on Bumble to find a friend, meets a friend, thinks, wow, this person's great. The person is a bit loud on text message, so she mutes it, but she then forgets to check in for a few days. I'm kind of thinking, dude, like, get your priorities straight. Like, what the hell were you doing on a... app saying, hey, I have time to devote to a relationship.
Yeah, I want friendship, but not too much.
and I want friendship, but I only want it on my terms.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fair. So, I mean, from Priya's perspective, a lot of the stuff that Celeste has been sending is not just like random nonsense. It's also like kind of oversharing stuff. Like, you know, it's starting to be like, well, I know you a little better now, so I want to let you in on more of my life. So it's things like, you know, my mom's aunt's dog's veterinarian's groomer's friend is sick and I'm crying about it, and you're just like, what the fuck? You know, it's getting...
I don't like Priya anymore. Sorry. I think Priya, I'd be like, yeah, Celeste. If I was Celeste's friend, I'd be like, yeah, maybe find new friends. You've already got a life here. Why would Celeste need this?
That's true, isn't it? So...
Like, she doesn't need this. Like, you know, like, it's not good for Celeste, and it's obviously not good for Priya, because Priya's, like, all, like...
There's too much of a mismatch?
Yeah.
Do you think Priya should say something to Celeste in terms of, like, I like you, I want to be your friend, but I'm just not this into texting? Do you think that would be a fair thing to say?
If Celeste reacted and said, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why aren't you texting me more?
Which she has, by the way. Yeah.
So if she has, then she says, I just don't text.
I've been in situations like this, but not nearly this bad. And usually it's like, it's a phone call, or I will text back and be like, I'm seeing these messages. I'm so sorry. I'm not responding as much as I would like, but you know, thank you for sending them. Like, I am reading these, you know, just being very explicit, like, I'm reading these, I'm seeing them, I'm just late to responding. Which I know it's not great, but it's better than ghosting somebody. Right.
Like, the number of people that say, I would do this, therefore they're bad because they didn't. And I'm thinking, they're not you, though.
That's like a whole podcast. Like, so, though.
Right. It's just like, they're not you. So they do shit differently, and you need to decide that's good for me or not good for me. Look, we don't have to have another show. This is it. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Reach out and review.
And you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And don't bother with shuffle.app because it closed. So that app no longer exists. So I was going in to check it the other day. I'm like, it's not launching. It's not launching. Why not? And then I went to their Twitter account, and they're like, we're closing Shuffle. So, okay, sorry about that, everybody. No longer use that. Just use social media. So far, Twitter still exists. So anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
So thank you. See you guys next
Bye.
Week.
Bye.
It was meaty. We were meaty.
We hit on sex, diarrhea, sex. Oh, wait, say sex, poop, sexual harassment,
octogenarian sexual harassment.
Panda. octogenarian sexual harassment. Panda. God.